Hey girl, it's another Fit Tip Friday, and today I want to ask you a question. Do you find it hard to eat healthy when you're traveling or maybe going on vacation? Do you really have this mindset that when you're on vacation, you should just throw your hands up and eat whatever you want to eat because you're on vacation? Well, to stay track with your goals and really feeling good when your vacation's over with, I want to share with you today some tips. Three to be exact, on how to actually stick with your program, stick with your plan, stick with how you want to eat, even when on vacation, and still enjoy it, still be satisfied, and not come home 5 pounds heavier. So I hope you'll stick with me. Let's dive in. Hey girl, welcome to the podcast She Breaks Free. I'm Tara Josie, a wife, mom, fitness professional, and recovered obsessor of diet and exercise. If you're ready to finally break free from what you're supposed to do and find out what's best for you, gain solutions on the diet that works for your body, and learn fitness strategies to change your health, this podcast was made for you. As always, you can find out more or connect with me in our Facebook group, She Breaks Free. Okay, it's time to put your big girl pants on, lay that cookie down. Let's get into today's show. I used to get really stressed out when it came to traveling because I was so worried about not being able to have the foods that I needed to have in order to stay on track. And I felt like if I didn't have that control over what I was eating, then it would just send me into this binge. And then I would just really kind of go down this wrong road and end up gaining weight. And so traveling or vacationing, going somewhere away, would really begin to stress me out because I couldn't be in control of what I was eating all the time. And so this is really something that I've worked through, and certainly I'm at a, definitely on a different level here in a different place. But I hear so many women, so many clients that have really kind of just thrown their hands up when it comes to their vacation. They just think that I just want to enjoy myself, so I'm just going to do whatever I want to do and eat whatever I want to eat. Well, that's great, and you should be enjoying yourself. But at the same time, when you come back from vacation, what are you doing to, are you like feeling guilty? Are you like disgusted with yourself because you've gained 5 pounds? Like it's this cycle. And so the idea is to truly try to break this cycle. I really be able to finding a way that I could eat no matter where I was, no matter what day it was, no matter if I was at home on a routine or if I was on vacation, just flying by the seat of my pants. Wherever I am, being able to choose the healthiest option I can to implement this 80% fullness idea and really enjoy what I'm eating. This was really what I wanted. And so this kind of speaks to the Moderation 365 mindset curriculum idea that I teach, and it is a really a freeing type way of eating. So I'm going to give you some three tips here as you think about, making plans to travel, or you are traveling, and if you typically just kind of throw your hands up, how can you approach it differently this time around? So the number one thing would be a suggestion would be to really choose the healthiest option that you can with every meal or snack that you encounter, that you have in front of you. And if you can, you should be picking protein as your priority. So if you are having breakfast, don't choose the donut, choose something like eggs and a piece of toast or something that's going to keep you fuller longer and set you up for later. Grab some fruit, grab some a salad. If there really is no great option, then maybe you need to just carry some travel snacks, something like maybe some almonds or some homemade trail mix, which I have done before. And that's a great option just to kind of tide you over so that you're not starving in between your meals, because chances are if you are and you're on vacation, you're gonna just overeat at that next meal because you've tried to like white knuckle it. So packing yourself something that is travel friendly, maybe those beef sticks that are all natural that don't have the junk in them, Those are great options for just getting some protein and, depending on what it is that you like, maybe travel with apples or bananas, whatever fruit that you like, something that's going to be easy to travel with. So number one tip is to try to choose the healthiest option at every meal and snack, okay? And you're not always going to have that healthy option, but again, maybe packing something that you can take with you, a good protein bar maybe. All right, second tip is to eat this 80% fullness. Again, this is one of the tools that is used in Moderation 365, and it's not new. It's, lots of people have used this method before, but I think it's sometimes confusing. And the idea is that at every meal, that you are being mindful, slowly eating your food, not trying to shove it in, so that you can check in with yourself throughout the meal. And you can walk away from the table really feeling like you could have more food. So the idea is 80% is not definitely not stuffed. 100% would be stuffed. But 80% is, it's so satisfying. I really want more, but I know if I do, it's going to send me over the edge and I'm going to be full or overfull. So it's really being able to walk away from the table with room to eat more. And, if you're hungry 30 minutes later, an hour later, well, maybe you just didn't eat quite enough. So there's some flexibility here where you're going to have a little bit of a learning curve. But just because you're on vacation doesn't mean that you have to eat at all, right? You don't have to stuff yourself because this is kind of the special occasion syndrome where, I'm on vacation, so I have to eat it all because I don't know when I'm ever going to get on vacation again. That mentality really kind of drives a very poor way of looking at food. And, most food, at least for us in the US, is available to us at any time. And if we really wanted something, we could go probably find it. And so it's important for us to let go of this mindset that I should eat it all right now because I don't know when I'm going to get any more. So if that's something that you struggle with, maybe that's something that you really need to start working through. But the second tip, eating to 80% fullness, can really impact the amount of food that you're eating, your portions, obviously. And so this can lead to not only feeling good, feeling better, but your portion control. So this also helps without you overindulging and then ending up with that extra 5 pounds when you're done vacationing. All right, the last tip is the satisfaction factor. So choose your treats wisely, choose your food wisely. So if you're choosing the healthiest option, don't just get a chicken breast and broccoli, stuff that doesn't even sound good to you. Get something that is a protein. Get a 4 ounce or 5 ounce serving of a steak. If you enjoy steak, get the vegetables on the side. And something, again, it's got to taste good in order for you to be satisfied. And if you're just eating something because you think that it's healthy and it's the healthiest option, well, it goes beyond just that. It does have to be tasty in order for you to feel satisfied. Because let's just say you order the chicken breast, the plain chicken breast, and the broccoli at dinner, because you really want to be able to do this right on vacation. And then in another 3 hours after dinner, you end up just digging into the ice cream that's in the freezer at your Airbnb, and you end up eating way overeating the ice cream because you really didn't have a satisfying meal at dinner. So you got to think about how no meal is eaten in isolation. So the way that you make sure that you're satisfied is to be able to have the things that taste good to you, but have them in a portion that is, that's not overindulging, but it's just giving you a little sample. A little bit of cheese can go a long way, right? Prioritizing your protein and veggies still, but making sure that it's something that you enjoy that tastes good to you. And if you really want the ice cream, maybe you just don't eat the bread at dinner, right? You skip the bread and maybe you have just a couple scoopfuls of ice cream to satisfy that sugar, that sweetness that you need. Have an indulgence that you really want. Don't just eat the thing because it's right in front of you and it's really not a dessert or something that you would really consider your favorite. Maybe avoid that and wait for you to until you can get what you really would love. And sometimes that can kind of push off the desire to have something sweet. You're trying to just kind of save it up for what you really truly want. That can also really benefit you when you're on vacation. You know, these tools are what I teach in this Moderation 365 program, and you really just are learning to eat the same 365 days a year, no matter where you are, no matter what day it is, if you're traveling, if you're home, if it's a Monday or a Saturday, it doesn't matter. It's really a way of life. And I'm going to put the link to Coach With Me in the show notes. So if you're interested at all in what Moderation 365 is, or even how I coach, I would love to hop on a 30-minute free call with you if you have interest, and just kind of talk through with you kind of where you're at and what it would look like to coach with me, and how the game plan would look, and how to be able to change kind of where you are in this mindset and be able to help you get free from it. You know, I think these three tips are pretty crucial. Let's review them real quick. Choose the healthiest option, eat to 80% fullness, and make sure your food is satisfying. Yes, the healthiest option, but it's got to be satisfying, because if it's not satisfying, then you're going to end up going for something way more than you really wanted, and probably more of it. So you may end up in that gaining weight category if you are trying to do everything really, really tight and not really satisfy yourself. So I hope this has kind of given you some good tips as you travel, as you make plans for vacationing maybe coming up soon. And it is something that really can set you up for success. So when you're done the vacation, you don't feel like, oh, I just feel so awful. I feel like I just ate way too much and I don't feel good, and I'm just so upset at myself for doing that. You know, instead of being at that place, you're going to be at a lot better place mentally and be able to handle yourself the more and more that you travel, because you know how to do this thing. So pray that this has blessed you. Take care, and God bless. If you have been blessed today, you can thank me big by heading over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review of the show. I would be so grateful. Secondly, if you want to connect with me and others who are like-minded, go to Facebook and join She Breaks Free group. It's a private group where you can feel safe and always share your heart. I will be there to answer questions, provide tips, and help you in your journey to freedom. Here's to you breaking free. God bless.